feel unsafe around here, especially at night.
Daryl Smith is in eighth grade, and as if middle school isn't hard enough, he sees violence, drugs, and poverty on a daily basis. All are present in his neighborhood of Wellington Park.
Being around here, it lowers your chances to be successful.
And that is exactly the statistic that Horton's Kids wants to shatter.
We want to break a cycle so that these kids can go on and have the life that they deserve and that they want.
Robin Berkeley is the organization's executive director.
We are sitting right now in our Community Resource Center, which is really the hub of all of our activity. As you can see, it is sort of overcome with children often.
Horton's Kids is located on the ground floor of a subsidized housing apartment complex in Wellington Park. It's equipped with bulletproof glass and provides everything from meals to tutoring services for children in the neighborhood.
Kids walk by us on their way home from school in order to get to their homes. We're really steps from where they live.
One of his newest programs is called Agents for Change. It's for middle schoolers like Smith who are dealing with a number of difficult transitions. Unlike other programs at Horton's Kids, the focus is less on academic success and more on bigger picture stuff. Lifetime goals, healthy relationships, self-expression.
We're going to do some brainstorming of more goals that we have and those specific groups that we went through.
Megan McCamus is leading an Agents for Change group in a vision board exercise.
The relationships that we want to have, the academic success, where you want to travel to, what you want your lifestyle to be.
Dreams in the form of cutout pictures from magazines get glued to pieces of construction paper.
We want them to explore these bigger ideas and ideas around identity and strengths that they have and setting goals for the future. They have so much potential and no circumstance should ever hold a child back.
Last year, Smith and his classmates in the program wrote a poem about the realities of growing up in Wellington Park.
I hate the park, I don't rep the park. Guns go bang bang at the dock. Didn't go to college, stuck with a kid. Robbing, stealing, look what you just did. Kids in hunger, adults in
blood. Every single one of them has heard a gunshot, multiple gunshots, and it's tough. They deal with challenges that not your average kid has to deal with. And that's on top of being in middle school.
With support from mentors, case managers, and each other, the teens learn they can overcome it all.
There's always going to be people that will dislike you for the things that you do and how you are. And whatever you do, you have to just take the criticism and just go about your life.
Rachel Nania, WTOP News.